RSN Central's Form Express.
Welcome back to RSN Central. Time for the Form Express on this Monday. They're racing at Wangaratta in Victoria in the Gallops World, and they're racing on a heavy track there today. I think it's a heavy nine there at Wangaratta. Let's hear what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bet.
I think the best is race six, number two, Antagonizer. Value's trimming up, but sticking with race eight, number 11, Silver Lake. First leg of the quaddie, 2, 3, 6, and 10. Second leg numbers 2, 3, and 12. Third leg numbers 2, 3, 7, and 8. Home with numbers 1, 7, 9, and 11. And I'm going to use my best bet and my best value as the player today, Michael. We're going to have an all-up race six, number two, Antagonizer, the win, into race eight, number 11, Silver Lake, each way.
The Sphinx is on debut here for the Inform Nick Ryan stable at 370 in race two. Here's Nick Ryan.
He's got good tactical speed. He's had a lot of jump outs. So tended to sort of, he's had a lot of quiet jump outs at the back, but he had the two jump outs prior. He sat on speed, and the other ones were by design. We were just giving him quiet jump outs, but he'll certainly roll forward from barrier 10 with Reece McLeod on. He'll be in the first four and give a little kick and hopefully be too good for them.
Queen of Sass is the $1.65 favourite in race number three, trained by the Allerton Zara team. Here's Simon Zara.
Yeah, look, she ran terrific first up. Thought she got the bob, and I think my money cost her about 3 kilos, and the way I'm tipping and punting at the moment, might cost her again. But look, she's going really well, drawn nicely. Of the race brigade, she looked, probably have them covered, and be disappointed she didn't get the job done today.
And Yeldab's the favourite in the final event for local trainer Dan McCarthy.
Yeah, I'm not overly worried about the gate by that time of day. He'll slot in about midfield, and just as long as he's got cover, I don't mind him being wide. He's a massive horse with a big stride, and the more room, the better. He'll be very hard to beat today.
And at Muswellbrook today, Julie Rowland's done the form for us. This is the Gallops meeting in New South Wales. Good morning to you, Julie.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddie, please?
Yes, look, we start in race two this afternoon with number nine Pleading from the Angela Davies stable, has trialled really well into this, ran a terrific race on debut and does look hard to beat here. And the second one comes up in race seven, number five, Super Solar, who is another one that's coming into this fresh, has trialled well. Andrew Gibbons to ride for John Sargent. It does look the up-and-coming horse in the race. The quaddie numbers, first leg 1, 3, and 4. The second leg 1, 2, 4, and 7. The third leg 4 and 5. And number 2, one out in the last.
So race 2, number 9. Race 7, number 5. Your plays there today.
Yes, Gareth. Thank you very much.
Have a good day, Julie. There's Julie Rowland there.
RSN Central's Form Express.
Harness racing today at Charlton, and Lockie McIntosh is calling the action. Good morning to you, Lockie.
Morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets and a quaddie, please?
My best comes up in race number 5, the first leg of the quaddie, number 9, Roots and Cheese. Had a really good race first up for the Hargraves Ashwood stable at Bendigo. Atlanta was run down late third, obviously be better second up. On the back row, that's a little different. I'd love to see it in front around Charlton, but it'd be a lot shorter than the $2 that they're getting out at the moment on the tap six door. So, providing it doesn't get ridiculously short, I thought around the $2 was a good way to play and a good anchor in the quaddy. It's just a roughie today. More for the place than the winners in race 2, number 8, Markley Kaz. It's a local for Mick Gadsden and Dandy Wade. It's drawn the back row, so it all has the pegs. I think if it's hit 3 to pegs, it's a great chance of running a place. It's about 4 to 1. I think it's into about 30 to 1. So particularly for the place around the $4, there might be a way to play rough there. So got it. 9 in the first leg. We'll take it 1 out. 2, 10, 11 in that second leg. Then 1, 3, 5 in the third leg. We'll come home with a 3 and the 5 in the last leg, Gary.
Good luck. Thanks for that, Lockie.
Enjoy your day.
Jackie Barker's got some great drives there at Charlton today, and she joins us now here on the Form Express. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. Morgan Ard, each way chance in the first. I know that the former WA pacer on my oath's been impressive, but do you give your horse a chance of defeating this favourite?
Yeah, I don't know if he can defeat him because he's got no gate speed, so we're going to sort of be a bit behind from the start, but he's definitely been racing well, and if he can be close enough, he's definitely got a good chance of running in the top three.
All right, then. Glenn Garris, a consistent trotter. He has to overcome a second row draw here. Your thoughts about his chances?
Yeah, he's been racing really well. The second row draw is obviously a bit of a worry, but hopefully at some stage I might be able to put him into the race and get up there a bit closer, and I think he's got a really good chance today.
Presidential Charge goes around for your father, Jimmy Barker, and it draws barrier two. Is he a chance of leading and giving a little bit of cheek here?
I don't know if he can lead. The one does get out reasonably well, but he's definitely got a good chance. He's not often blessed with good barrier draws, so he should settle a lot closer, and he's got a really fast finishing burst, so if we can be close enough, he's definitely got a chance.
Yulani gets a chance to win a race here. She's drawn the pole. Do you think she's got enough gate speed to hold up here?
I don't know. We haven't really used her much out of the gate early because she's sort of only got that one sprint, so it'll just depend how hard the others come out as to how much I'll have to work early, but she's certainly got the good draw, so hopefully she can make use of it.
Down Under Earl, an each-way price in that standing start, race seven for the trotters.
Yeah, he's a little bit hit and miss from the stand. He either goes away brilliant or he doesn't go away at all. So he's a little bit 50-50 at the start, but if he goes away, he's got a chance.
Jackie Barker's best for the day?
Probably Glenn Gareth, I reckon. He's been pretty consistent lately, and this looks like a little bit of a drop down in class for him, so hopefully he can break through.
You're driving really well, Jack. I tell you what, I thought you nearly delivered one of the great masterclasses of all time against the champion Chris Elford on Saturday. You were so close to pushing through and keeping him out wide there in the Newpey Chaos. Did you thought for a sec with sparkling success and then unfortunately a gallop that you actually did just that?
Yeah, it was all looking really good early. That was sort of the plan. And, it was all working out really well, but he just got too keen and just got off balance, and then he just really lost the plot after that. So it was looking good, but it didn't pay off, unfortunately.
No, it was good fun. Well done. Keep doing
those
kind of moves, Jackie. You're a star. Well done.
Thanks.
There's Jackie Barker there. Georgie Ferrugia, he just tips winners for fun these days, Georgie. He joins us now. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Not as good as Brendan Delaney's going, but good result on Saturday night with Webleg Raider.
Where do we start with your best bets?
I like one at Ballarat early on, Gareth, race two, number one, a greyhound called Dipping Chuck. Look, he's still a maiden, but his last couple of runs have been okay. Ran around the 22.50 mark at Ballarat last start. I think he's drawn okay. He's not always the best away. His splits suggest that it takes a little while to warm up. But I think off the draw, he gets his opportunity here today, race two, number one. Quaddy numbers 1, 2, 7, and 8 into 1, 3, and 5, into 1, 3, and 4, into 1, 3, 5, and 7 at Shepparton tonight. There's two that we like, Gareth. They're both shorties, so I think we're going to couple them up in a multi. Race 8, number 6, Paddy Wants Pats. He's going places, this greyhound. He's got a lot of speed. Yes, he probably prefers the inside, but in this type of field, he should be winning with some clear room early. Couple him up with race 11, number 8, More Speed, in the Mick Carter kennel. Great PB here of 21.55. Loves it out wide. He's got a terrific record off the pink. Both of them around the $1.80 mark, Gareth, and I think if we can couple them up, we can get a result. Quaddy numbers 1, 4, and 5. Into 3 and 4, into 3, 4 and 8, into number 6 to bring us home.
All right, then. So $3.23 for that double there, Georgie.
Yeah, I think that's the play today, mate. At Shepparton, good meeting out there tonight, and huge race meeting coming up at Albion Park. We'll touch on that tomorrow on Off the Leash.
Great stuff. Thanks for that, George.
See you, mate.
There's George Ferrugia there. It's 11:29, time for a quick break. On the other side of it, David Gately will join us.